This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that the word of the year, already selected, despite the fact that the year is hardly over yet, that word of the year may be reflective of something we've all been going through. The word of the year is, we will tell you a little bit later this hour. And there's also all kinds of additional words about China and China attacking the United States of America. Why? Because of our human rights record? Rich? China? With its concentration camps of over a million Uyghurs, with its forced sterilizations, its history of that brutal one-child policy, China's attacking the U.S.? For our human rights record, we will get to that as well. The other good news, and I do think it is good news, is reported in the Washington Post very prominently, piece by James Homan. And the headline says, Biden won, and yes, Biden did win, with the weakest coattails in 60 years. That could make him dependent on GOP senators. President-elect Joe Biden, writes James Homan in the Post, said that he hopes to name a couple of cabinet secretaries before Thanksgiving. But first, he wants to talk with Mitch McConnell to gauge who Republicans would help to confirm. Around the same time, the Senate Majority Leader suggested he may not even publicly acknowledged Biden's victory for several more weeks. Okay. Biden told reporters at the Queen Theater in Wilmington, Delaware, I haven't had a chance to speak to Mitch. My expectation is that I will do that in the not too distant future. And, look, that's something that everybody ought to hope for. Because the cooperation between Joe Biden, the president-elect, and Mitch McConnell, who will continue as the, we now know because of the election being settled in Alaska, it is 100% guaranteed that Mitch McConnell will continue as majority leader until the very end of the Trump term. In other words, even with a new Senate coming in, and the Democrats in voting so far have gained one seat net in the Senate. Even with that new Senate coming in, Mitch McConnell will continue as majority leader because there now are 50 elected Republicans and then possibly 52 if Republicans win both seats in Georgia. So until January 20th, Mitch McConnell is majority leader. And it is essential that he work with Biden. But the important point about this column is the reason he needs to work so strongly with Mitch McConnell, the president-elect, is because he had the weakest coattails of any president since John Kennedy was elected. By the way, coincidentally, the last time a Catholic was elected president, and the only other time a Catholic was elected president. But John Kennedy won the popular vote by just a fraction of 1%, much less than 1%. And Joe Biden right now is winning the popular vote by more than 4%. It will probably be up around 5% by the time they get done voting. It's a pretty clear-cut victory. But the fascinating thing is that he didn't bring a lot of Democrats with him. He didn't bring any. In other words, they point out in the Washington Post, and they have a good list of big change elections. and big change elections where the President of the United States came in with an effort to clean up the mess in Washington, to get rid of everything that was failing. Well, when Obama won that kind of election in 2008, the Democrats gained 8 Senate seats and 21 House seats. When Reagan came in, and Reagan had a smaller percentage of the popular vote than Biden does. And part of the reason for that is because Reagan won a big landslide because there was a significant third party candidate, John Anderson. But Reagan had 50.7%, and Biden is approaching 50.9%. Okay, so it's a little bit more. He beat Carter by 9 million, but only because John Anderson, the third party candidate, got 7% there. And one of the big factors in this election was there were no significant third or fourth party candidates. They just didn't matter. That's why one of the interesting things that was in the Seattle Times today was that I don't think anyone will be surprised to hear that Donald Trump didn't do well in King County, Washington. King County, Washington, where Seattle is, has a population of 2.5 million. It is almost exactly one-third of the state population. Trump got 25% in King County. Not good. But you know what? He got a higher vote than he did last time. Now, how is that? Because no third-party votes. No votes for Libertarians. No votes for Green Party. Oh, there were some. But it wasn't significant. In any event, the point about what happened with Joe Biden is compared to all these other coattails for presidents with big messes to clean up. They, for Obama, he gained 8 Senate seats. Reagan gained 12 Senate seats. FDR gained 11 Senate seats. Harding gained 10 Senate seats. Biden has gained maybe one. It's possible he could gain 2. I think it's very unlikely he'll gain the 3 that he would need to take control of the Senate, barely. And he's lost 11 House seats. Now, why is this? Why did people vote for Biden and then turn around and vote for embattled U.S. senators? Even in states that Biden carried. How did that happen? And the fact is because there were people who didn't reject the Republican Party, who didn't reject conservatism, but who had trouble with the idea of another 4 years of Donald J. Trump. And that is simply a reality. Now, is that fair necessarily? Should people have been more grateful to President Trump? 71 million Americans were. And they wanted 4 more years of President Trump. But this idea that this is a split election where people voted for the continuation of Republican control of the Senate, and I believe that they will reaffirm that vote by giving victory to Senator David Perdue and to Senator Kelly Loeffler in Florida. But they wanted change at the top. And by the way, Biden, good on him for saying that before he makes any major appointments, he'll sit down and talk to Mitch, because the last thing he wants is some kind of bruising confirmation battle with some kind of very controversial cabinet appointment. And with any good fortune at all, that should be and can be avoided. The other aspect of this entire matter is that basically Mitch McConnell needs Joe Biden, because things are so close in the U.S. Senate that working together on getting some kind of stimulus package done, and before Biden even comes into the White House, getting some kind of resolution of this government shutdown that is looming unless they get a spending plan approved. And Mitch McConnell has been very good. He says he would like to see a spending plan that actually extends more than just a few weeks, so we don't have to go through this crisis once again. So what is the word of the year for 2020? Is it healing? No. We'll get to the real answer coming right up on the MedVet Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meta Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meta Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meta Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meta Whey has done for me.
Green Meta Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
Michael Medved show, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas, a very conservative Republican, a very outspoken supporter of President Trump, is offering $1 million reward for evidence of voter fraud, according to the Houston Chronicle. Do you think it's possible that there are people who might come forward with some evidence of voter fraud if he's planning to deliver $1 million? Who's providing that money, by the way? And why would he be looking for voter fraud in Texas? I mean, the GOP did spectacularly well in Texas. President Trump won by a lot. John Cornyn won by even more, the incumbent Republican senator. And at last count, the Republicans have captured at least two Democratic House seats in Texas and probably more. And those Democratic plans for taking over the legislature in Texas, boom, goodbye. Not a chance. Also, the Washington Post is reporting that President Trump is soliciting election defense donations. And the money is going into his new leadership political action committee, which will allow him to maintain influence after he leaves office. And it's expected to help him in preparing for his comeback tour in 2024, which will probably begin long before 2024. First Lady Melania Trump has not reached out to Jill Biden, which is unusual. Usually the First Lady reaches out to the incoming First Lady, but apparently not this time. And there's this. It would be wonderful, Jeremy. I'd love to talk to somebody about this. The indication is that there is a crisis going on in the QAnon movement. Why? Because Trump didn't win the election. And again, even for people who say, well, he hasn't lost yet. Okay, he didn't win. He didn't win. The QAnon script was he was going to win. He was going to win it by a crushing margin and then proceed to the storm, getting rid of all the Satanist child molesters and human sacrifice devotees who are the criminal masterminds that QAnon is concerned with. So they report that Trump's election loss and the week-long silence of Q, that's the QAnon movement's mysterious prophet, who's supposed to have that highest Q clearance, security clearance, who has been posting these various drops that have all kinds of hints about what is going on, what's going to happen. So Q hasn't said anything. And the Washington Post is reporting that's wrenched some believers into a crisis of faith, with factions voicing unease about their future or rallying others to stay calm and to trust the plan. Drew Harwell and Craig Timberg report in the Post that the uncertainty has been compounded by the abrupt public resignation of Ron Watkins, who was the administrator of Q's online sanctuary on the message board 8kun. So stay tuned for QAnon futures. There's at least one new member of Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene, elected in Georgia in a heavily Republican district. She had only token opposition, who represents the QAnon faith. And what is the word of the year? No, it is not QAnon. The word of the year is lockdown. Can you argue with that, really? I mean, it seems to me to be a very reasonable choice. Collins Dictionary, which is based in the UK, has chosen the word lockdown. But I think that applies to the United States as well. And other candidates for the word of the year that have won in the past, Brexit has been a word of the year in the past. And you also have in 2019, the word of the year was climate strike. Well, that didn't go very far. 2017, it was fake news. 2015, it was binge watch. Lockdown has been declared the word of the year for 2020 by Collins Dictionary after a sharp rise in its usage during the pandemic. Collins said it encapsulates the shared experience of billions of people. Lexicographers registered more than 250,000 usages of lockdown during 2020, up from just 4,000 in 2019. Other pandemic-linked terms on the top 10 include self-isolate, social distancing, and coronavirus. According to the dictionary, a lockdown is defined as the imposition of stringent restrictions on travel, social interaction, and access to public spaces. Non-virus-related words to make the list reflect the social and political upheavals of 2020. BLM is considered one of the top words for 2020. Now, that phrase existed before, of course. People talked about Black Lives Matter before 2020, but it only made the top 10 this year. Social media also play a part. TikToker is one of the top 10 words, and so is mukbang. Jeremy, do you know what a mukbang is? Have you ever heard this? Okay, a mukbang is a term originating in South Korea which describes a social media host who broadcasts videos of himself or herself eating large quantities of food. Why would you want to tune in to see somebody else eating a large quantity of food? Helen Newstead, language content consultant, Colin said, language is a reflection of the world around us, please. And 2020 has been dominated by the global pandemic. Lockdown has affected the way we work, the way we study, and the way we socialize, or don't. With many countries entering a second lockdown, it is not a word of the year to celebrate, but it is perhaps the one that sums up the year for most of the world. The word of the year for 2013, which has gone on to be a commonly used word, in 2013, the word of the year was geek. Wow. 2016, one of the words of the year was post-truth. I don't know if we are there yet. When we come back, the situation in Minnesota was not a close state this year. It was a state that carried barely for Hillary, but Biden won Minnesota comfortably. Now, this despite all of that stupidity in Minneapolis about abolishing the police department. Now, reconsideration is going on, of course. We'll tell you how and why coming up on the MedVed Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is marking Veterans Day with a brief trek to the Arlington National Cemetery, the president placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Currently, the unemployment rate for veterans is 5.1%. As far as getting those folks back to work, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News.
And I think if more of our veterans recognize those intangible skills and values they bring to any workforce, and our employers recognize that as well, you'll see that veterans' unemployment rate fall to about zero, because there is no harder worker, there's no one more dedicated to a team and to mission success than America's veterans.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he will pay up to $1 million to incentivize, encourage, and reward people who come forward to report voter fraud. Whistleblowers and tipsters should turn over their evidence to local law enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a piece over at Hot Air by Ed Morrissey, who is based in Minnesota. And it's a piece citing various sources about the crisis that's going on right now in Minneapolis. And Ed writes, old and busted, we don't need our police in our city. That was the old line with the city council voting overwhelmingly over the opposition of the mayor to abolish the police department and to basically replace the police department with a series of public services so that if you're in a case of an emergency, you call a social worker, yeah, because it'll go much better. If there's some bad guy breaking into your house, if there is some kind of a home invasion robbery going on, and yes, they have had such things in Minnesota, well, then you make sure you get a psychologist and a social worker on the scene pronto. Old and busted, writes Morrissey, we don't need our police in our city. New hotness, we need your police in our city. Minneapolis' city council, which spent most of the summer and fall demanding the ability to dismantle its entire police force, has now started begging for police officers from neighboring jurisdictions to help them deal with skyrocketing crime. And the report here from the local press is that Minneapolis officials are considering bringing in officers from other jurisdictions to help the city's police department as they face a wave of violent crime and an officer shortage. If the mayor and city council approve the plan, officers from the Hennepin County Sheriff's Department and Metro Transit Police would temporarily work with the city, primarily helping to respond to violent 911 calls. We're not going to be having these people out taking bicycle theft reports. These are going to be people out combating crime issues, said John Elder, a spokesman for Minneapolis police. By the way, isn't bicycle theft still a crime? Could that not be a problem if somebody steals your son's bicycle? Isn't that a terrible thing? That happened to our son when he was little. And, oh, it was infuriating because he had just gotten this new bike and it got stolen. In any event, that's neither here nor there. He's recovered. We've recovered. We're okay. But I don't know about Minneapolis. The officers would form a joint enforcement team known as JETS. Isn't that cool? Jets and the Sharks. Elder said the city has relied on such teams in the past, particularly to help in areas where violence was spiking. Now the violence is spiking all over town, everywhere in Minneapolis. So how much is this going to cost for the Minneapolis residents who are still paying the bill for a full-size police department? It looks like the defund has turned to refund. Earlier this year, it was reported the department has lost a large number of officers in the wake of the unrest following the death of George Floyd. That led to some residents suing the city, claiming there are not enough officers to protect them and as crime on the city is on the rise. There is currently a $500,000 proposal on the table to pay for supplemental patrols from the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office and Metro Transit through the end of the year. In other words, they're going to have to be paying more for the supplemental officers who are supposed to come in and take care of this mess. That's $500,000 for 7 weeks of police patrols. And there's a key point. It wasn't the unrest that prompted the exodus from the Minneapolis Police Department, writes Ed Morrissey. It was the lack of political support for police and the outright hostility to their continuing presence by the city government that prompted police officers to quit and find another line of work or another department to work for. Their Abolish the Police crusade incentivized the departure of experienced police officers and all but killed the Minneapolis Police Department's recruiting efforts to find even a normal replacement level. Now the bill has finally come due for defund the police. And Marcy writes, will Minneapolis residents finally put the blame where it's due on the idiocracy they themselves created by electing their current city council? It seems to me a reasonable challenge. And talking about reasonable challenges, for those who believe that left-wing anti-American propaganda doesn't have a meaningful impact, not only on us domestically, but on people around the world. China, which was just newly elected, and this is a joke, to the UN Human Rights Commission, just reviewed the United States human rights record and reviewed the U.S. record on human rights. And this is from China, by the way. Clip 10A. Listen.
Madam President, the Chinese delegation wishes to recommend to the U.S. One, root out the systematic racism, address widespread police brutality, and combat discrimination against African and Asian Americans. Second, urge politicians to respect people's rights to life and health, and stop politicizing and stigmatizing COVID-19 pandemic. Three, take holistic measures to eliminate rich-poor polarization and social inequality. Four, combat the increasingly severe religious intolerance and xenophobic violence. Five, stop incarcerating migrants, including migrant children, and guarantee the rights of migrants. Six, address proliferation of guns and guarantee people's rights. Seven, stop torture in obsolete matter and halt military intervention in other countries. Stop killing civilians.
Okay, if you could make that out, and you basically could, what they were going through was a litany of extreme left of the Democratic Party talking points. In other words, for people who say it's wrong for President Trump and his allies to be alleging that the election didn't work and there was gigantic voting fraud and America's a corrupt system, they're right. You should not be running down the country because the world is listening. But can we notice here that China, the most brutal major regime on Earth, and it is a country with no acceptable human rights record at all regarding Hong Kong, regarding the one-child policy, which they just got rid of, and concentration camps for Uyghurs and forced sterilizations and much, much more. Their mishandling of a plague that hurt the entire world. They're going after the United States for our treatment of unauthorized immigrants, for our systemic racism. This all echoes exactly the talking points of the left. Now, that doesn't mean that it's a good thing for people on the right to run down the United States, either here or around the world. But it does mean that we ought to recognize that when you say that the United States is a country that is entirely based on racism, that it's based on genocide, this not only discourages patriotism, it not only discourages ambition, it not only discourages hope or positive effort on the part of the American population, it also encourages some of the most brutal, ugly regimes on Earth to pretend that we're okay because America is even worse. Really? Does that make any sense? When we come back, there is a talk by Prime Minister Boris Johnson at Parliament, who spoke about a recent conversation, which is treated as a significant event, with the president-elect Joe Biden. We'll get to what Bojo has to say, and we'll also get to a crisis in California, shock. Who is going to replace Kamala Harris in that Senate seat? It's all up to Gavin Newsom. I don't think he's going to be appointing his ex-wife, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Who will he appoint? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Michael Medved Show. Earlier this week, we spoke with my brother, Jonathan Medved, about all of the amazing things that got a huge piece, huge coverage in the Wall Street Journal, using Jonathan as a source about what is happening economically, financially, in terms of business and business opportunities in the Middle East. And that's partially because of the tremendous progress toward peace between a number of prosperous and successful Arab states and the nation of Israel. You can find out more about it by going to our crowd. It's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. Just click on the banner for our crowd and they'll send you updates on everything that's going on and really world-changing technologies. It's fascinating when you hear about some of these companies and what they're trying to do. We'll tell you about some more of those efforts specifically later this week. But for now, go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for our crowd. Totally free. You will be very glad to keep yourself informed of these investment opportunities and the really positive developments for the United States, for Israel, and for the world. Go to our crowd at michaelmedved.com. And keeping up with this international theme for just a moment, Prime Minister Boris Johnson was speaking at Parliament, and then he was asked a pertinent question by a Labour MP. That's the opposition. The Conservatives have a strong majority in this Parliament. And Bojo, the Prime Minister of Britain, one of President Trump's closest friends in the world leadership, spoke about his conversation with President-elect Biden. Listen.
One of the many merits of the excellent conversation I had yesterday with President-elect Joe Biden was that we were strongly agreed on the need, for the United Kingdom and the United States to stand together, to stick up for our values around the world, to stick up for human rights, to stick up for global free trade, to stick up for NATO, Mr. Speaker, and to work together in the fight against climate change, Mr. Speaker. And it was refreshing, I may say, to have that conversation. I look forward to many more.
Ms. Lurie.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. The Prime Minister spoke for many of us when he took a call yesterday to congratulate President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris on their emphatic win in the US presidential election. So does the Prime Minister now have any advice for his erstwhile best friend, President Trump, whose continuing refusal to accept the result is both embarrassing for him and dangerous for American democracy.
Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I had and have a good relationship with the previous president. I do not resile from that. It is the duty of all British Prime Ministers to have a good relationship with the White House. But I'm delighted to find the many areas in which the Biden, the incoming Biden-Harris administration is able to make common cause with us.
Okay, basically what he's saying is he knows better than trying to give President Trump advice, I think either publicly or privately. We will be, I think at some point, probably next week, it may be the week after that, but it'll be soon. We will see a more cooperative tone coming from the White House. Prince Charles, the second in line to when the Queen, may Her Majesty continue to live in remarkable good health, but Prince Charles is next in line. And he says, we are facing an international crisis and time is running out. Which crisis? Clip 12, please.
I'm afraid we are literally at the last hour, and there is real urgency for action. With the urgency required, I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you will join me to drive a new Marshall-like plan for nature, people, and planet, led by the private sector, to align our collective efforts and resources for the highest possible impact. We need a shift in our economic model that places nature and the world's transition to net zero at the heart of how we operate.
Okay, we are at the last hour with climate change. Look, we are going to be getting more attention to that issue. I don't think there's any question with the Biden administration. But will that Biden administration have the support of a Democratic senator from California to take the place of Kamala Harris? Reports are that he is the governor of California, who will make the appointment of someone to replace Kamala Harris, is under very intense pressure to appoint the first Latino or Latina senator in the state's history, which is kind of remarkable. In 150 years, despite the fact that the largest single ethnic group in California now is Hispanics, Latinos, they make up almost 40% of the California population, they've never had a Latino U.S. senator. And so they're talking about the Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, or the Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, are the leading candidates. But I love this. They're also considering the 42-year-old Long Beach mayor, Robert Garcia. Now, why? Because listen to this. He's not only a Latino. He's from Peru. But he's also openly gay, and both his parents, who brought him to the United States, died this year of coronavirus. And honestly, when they are only talking about Latino candidates with a possibility of either Barbara Lee, who's perhaps the most radical member of the House, she's from Oakland, she's Black, and then also Karen Bass from Los Angeles, not as radical. She's Black. Isn't it an example of what voters in California voted against, which is judging people based upon their ethnicity rather than their qualifications? Why should a 42-year-old mayor of Long Beach is one of, I don't think it's even in the top 10 cities in California in population. It is a bizarre idea. I'll tell you what else was a bizarre idea. Giving four Oscars, including Best Picture, to a movie that only now is opening up for wider distribution. It's a movie that is billed as sort of a comedy, but it's not particularly funny. The review for Parasite, coming right up.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The critically acclaimed box office triumph that won Best Picture and three other Oscars for the year 2019 has only recently received a major push for streaming on Hulu. This Korean import is called Parasite. It's both written and directed by the provocative filmmaker Bong Joon-ho, and it tells the story of a destitute but loving family in Seoul that gets jobs separately for a privileged Korean clan, but hides the truth about the connections among them. The first half of the movie is compelling and mostly comedic, but it turns ugly and nightmarish with revelations about dark basement secrets that literally undermine the wealthy family's privileged life. It's rated R for truly gruesome violence, and despite all the acclaim, there's still some skeptics like me who think that Parasite deserves only 2 stars.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
It is a well-made film, but well-made enough to actually get you very depressed. And again, the idea that this is the best picture from last year, really, the Oscar winner, that's an indication of why it is that I think Americans are learning to get along without going to theaters, though I do hope sometime soon that pleasure in life, and it can be a pleasure when there's good material. We'll be reviewing some good material on Friday when good material is available. Speaking of good material being available, George Will, one of the best conservative thinkers and certainly one of the best conservative writers for the last several generations, now is saying that there will be very little success for a Biden presidency unless he cooperates with Republicans. How and which Republican is going to be central to that cooperation? We will talk about that with George Will tomorrow. We'll also speak with Grover Norquist about the idea that whatever our feelings about the presidential race, when taxes were on the ballot this last election, conservative principles and low tax principles did very well. Plus, a Pew report that about a third in the U.S. see God's hand in this presidential election. But what was God trying to do and trying to indicate? We'll confront that and much more next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.